Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
It's a beautiful Friday in Albuquerque. Thank you for joining us here on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you this afternoon, and I have Carlos Griego. He is the owner of one of the top five best in the city plumbing and heating companies, Bosky Plumbing and Heating. Welcome, Carlos.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys having me in today.
And who is this lovely lady sitting next to you? Monica Griego, part of our staff here at KNKT. She just had you guys do a bunch of work for her. Yep. And we thought we'd bring her in and get to tell us all how that went.
Oh, yes, definitely. I want to tell everybody.
Hey, this is an Ask the Expert afternoon today. Carlos, of course, with Bosky Plumbing and Heating, has been a supporter of KNKT. We so much appreciate that, Carlos, and that ministry. You're really helping us a lot. I know you have an opportunity to minister to employees and customers, and you do that primarily by doing a good job for them.
That's right.
If you want to call us, you have a question, plumbing and heating question, and you're going to find out a lot more about his company this afternoon. They do a lot more than plumbing and heating. 505-338-5790. I have some Hinkle Family Fun Center passes for you. And for go-karts, I have four of them if you call in. That's 338-5790. Here at KMKT and our call-in line. Carlos, let's start off right away and say, hey, you do a lot more than plumbing and heating, which I didn't know until here just a couple days ago.
Yeah, well, the plumbing, heating, and cooling is the foundation of the company. Mm-hmm. So that's what we built the company on, plumbing, heating, cooling. And then we expanded, of course, outside of that because just like in Monica's situation here, we get a call for an emergency flood. We go out to the flood. We're there, we fix the issue, and the next thing you want to do is you want to serve somebody, you want to help them. So they're like, well, what do I do next? Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've been here a couple times.
Because you've got some sheetrock damage and other kinds of things, painting, and all those things are caused by water damage from a pipe that's broken.
Exactly. So that's where we step in, and we do the full restoration. We'll do the sheetrock. We'll help you file the claim with your insurance. We'll guide you through the whole process of what needs to happen. And it typically goes pretty smooth. Wouldn't you say, Monica?
Oh, I think it's gone very smooth. I have been extremely happy with everybody, every person that I've met that's come into my house or that I've spoke to from Bosky Plumbing and Heating have been excellent, and I've just been very happy. Actually, they treat me like family.
They haven't said the boss is kind of grouchy or anything like that?
Well, just kidding. No, yes, I've enjoyed talking to Carlos and just talk to him and letting him know everything that I need done. And all him and his whole staff have just been amazing.
Monica, walk us through some things. I mean, I think you're willing to share with us. You had a plumbing problem that ended up being pretty severe in your house.
Yes, I had a plumbing leak in my bathroom. Actually, I was in the shower and I'm hearing all this water coming out of the wall just flooded my whole upstairs. The bathroom and part of the bedroom carpet got damaged, and I'm walking downstairs. I'm hearing all the water coming down off the into the kitchen area, so it messed up the whole ceiling into the kitchen.
Wow.
So first person I thought of calling was Bosky Plumbing and Heating because I know them, and they came out immediately and took care of the plumbing problem. And then they brought the restoration guys, and they started immediately onto my ceiling, making sure that everything was cut out, sprayed for mold, checking everything for that. They brought out they cut out the upstairs to make sure all that damage was taken away. My vanity even got damaged. So they pulled that out to make sure that everything was just taken care of. And immediately they just got to it. They got the fans in there. They got the machines in there to make sure.
Dehumidifiers.
Yes, yeah. All that stuff. And they started, I mean, it was like within those couple of hours.
But there's a lot of other things going on in the background. You had to call your insurance company.
Right.
Because this was going to be a big job.
Well,
and
actually,
Carlos knows how to interact with those people and help you with those folks.
Right. And I called my insurance company on like Monday because this was on a Sunday. So I had to call them on Monday, but Carlos's team had everything with the insurance company. They helped me with everything that I needed to get done with the insurance company.
That's fantastic. And we're not going to go away from this because this was a big project, but we have a caller. Tomas is on the phone, and the note here I see, Tomas, is that your well is burning pumps. What question do you have for Carlos?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I've had a well placed there for 10 plus years. And all of a sudden it started burning out pumps. At first I thought it was just time for the pump to go out, but I put a new one and it burned it out as well. I hand pumped it and I could get water out of it, but not enough to run to my mobile home. I've replaced.
It sounds like you're missing a
tank, et cetera.
Did you replace the check valve on it?
I pretty much checked everything. I checked the air pressure.
Because does it take a while when you pump that water to start getting water out? Does it seem like you got air in there for a little bit?
Yeah, well, I noticed whenever I pump it out that by hand a lot of sand comes out, and I tried blowing out the sand multiple times, etc., but it seems like I know the well couldn't have went dry because I live in the South Valley where the water table is 4 or 5 feet. But for some reason, it's not getting enough water. It'll pump for 5 minutes, and it'll just go dry.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like there's some kind of issue with the pickup or the pickup mechanism. I mean, you got a pickup at the bottom of that well. Sometimes they rot and break off, and you're getting a bunch of sand in there, and you could be getting the sand in, which is, you know, those pumps are centrifugal pumps. So you get a little bit of sand in there, and it'll grind them down just like anything else, like sandpaper. And then now you got a burnt up pump because it's ramping up and speeding up so quick. But of course, all that's hard to troubleshoot without being there on site to check. But I would check the pickup and pull the well pickup out and see how that looks first. Start with that. Make sure that the pickup is okay on the well itself.
How deep is your well, Tomas?
It's roughly about 60 feet. It's just a shallow well that we use mainly for irrigation.
So is it a surface pump?
Or is
it submerged?
It's above ground.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I had some problems in the North Valley with that same exact type of thing. And Carlos, correct me if I'm wrong, but I was watching a company. This is 20 years ago. And you have a pipe that goes down to the pickup point from the surface pump.
Right.
But it's encased in normally PVC.
Correct.
And there's holes at the bottom, and that's supposed to keep the sand out of that pickup area.
Yes.
But over time, sand gets in there, really, really fine sand, and you pretty much have to pull it out, don't you, to clean
yeah.
it out?
Yeah, you got to pull that whole pipe out and get all the way to the pickup and then either replace it or clean it or whatever you got to do there.
Yeah. Tomas, I don't know if that helps, but let me.
It did help a lot. That's exactly what you guys were saying just now. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was just worried about what I would do if that pipe broke off from all this time.
So that's the trick, and be cautious when you're pulling that pipe out of the ground. Keep a tie on that, and you know you're going to get it up. You know, maybe 10, 15, 20 feet. You might get tired and tie it off good because you could lose that pipe and drop it all the way down there.
Now, these are services Bosky Plumbing and Heating can help you with, Tomas, if you need some help.
Okay.
And let me give you their number real quick. You can call Bosky Plumbing and Heating if you need some help. It's
444-7200.
And Carlos Griego is the owner, Bosky Plumbing and Heating. And as I said at the onset, they have been voted one of the top five best in the city for this type of contracting. So we appreciate you calling. And Tomas, make sure you give your information to Tim because I've got these Hinkle Family Fun Center passes for you and your family.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Thank you guys for all the advice.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's get back to Monica's situation because, okay, so Monica taking a shower and all of a sudden her kitchen is flooded. The sheetrock is ruined. You obviously have to make some cuts to go in and find out where the pipes are broken, and you do all of that work. The amazing thing is, and Monica and I actually talked about this. Hey, if you need a sheetrock guy, you know, I've got a person that can do that. What was really neat is she said, no, Carlos tells me he can take care of the whole thing. So it's neat, Carlos, that you are the one-stop shop for all this.
We're a friend just like you.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's, you know, Monica probably would have went to you as a friend and said, hey, do you know anybody that does this? And then I got a guy for that.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to make it is that we're your friend.
Yeah.
And you say, hey, I need this done. And We got a guy. We'll take care of it. We'll walk you through it. You don't have to stress out about it. Let us just help you through the process. But one of the big things that I wanted to touch on with Monica's flood and any flood, any kind of flood that you have with plumbing, the biggest thing is getting people in to treat it right away. So what happens is if you call a plumbing company, they come, they fix your leak, and they're like, I don't know, call your insurance and let's go from there. The longer that sits, depending on what kind of water it is, you can start to generate mold.
Mm.
If you don't have mold coverage, as soon as you get mold, guess what?
You've got issues.
You no longer have a claim.
Wow.
The insurance company will actually, they'll call it, they'll file it under neglect, and you have no claim with them.
Wow. Well, hey, we got to take a quick break, hear from some sponsors like Bosky Plumbing and Heating. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. More with Carlos Griego right after these messages.
Celebrate the true meaning of Christmas with the 35th anniversary production of Christmas Joy, December 14th and 15th. Tickets at nhccnm.org. A holiday tradition, dancers will inspire audiences to experience the greatest gift, the birth of our Savior. Experience the miracle. Don't miss Christmas Joy at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, December 14th and 15th. Tickets available now at nhccnm.org. Celebrate the reason for the season, Christmas Joy. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus this season, we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. From Advanced On-Site Protection Security, 505-897-1307.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASE Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so. And he's already paid the price for the repair.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
It is an Ask the Expert Friday with Carlos Griego. He is the owner of Bosky Plumbing and Heating, and we've already found out that Bosky Plumbing and Heating does a lot more than just plumbing and heating. Monica Griego, part of our staff here at KNKT, had a big flood in her house and called Carlos. Monica, I want you to summarize for us the experience with Carlos and then let him elaborate a little bit more about all the other services they provide.
Okay, and we're Griegos, but we're not related, but hey, we're related now.
We're inundated with Griegos.
Yes. To summarize, from my panic attack, from the start of it, having a panic attack all the way to making sure everything is cleaned and cleared out to making sure that everything is put together and back into place and making it look like new again or, you know.
Well, and Monica, are you a person that has a lot of experience with construction?
I don't have any experience with anything.
So you feel really comfortable when you call Carlos. He's going to take the ball. Organize everything. You mentioned that he was with your insurance company, talking with them.
Right. I even had questions, and I say, I don't have any experience. You know, I didn't know what to do. I panicked. Like I said, here's a plumbing problem. What do I do? What's going to happen with the carpet or what's going to happen with this? And from the moment I called I got a call back from their receptionist, she calmed me down, and she let me know what they could do. And then when the guys came in, they took me step by step on each thing that needed to get done and what I needed to tell the insurance company if something else needed to get done. And so they took me step by step in everything that needed to get cleared up. So I had a very relaxed feeling that everything was going to be taken care of.
Well, and Carlos was teasing you off air. He says the hardest thing you had to do was pick colors.
Yes, I had to pick colors and new cabinets because my do you call them cabinets or in the bathroom
vanities
yes. So I had to go and pick out vanities and tile and carpet and So that was kind of fun.
Yeah,
that was
that
neat to
fun.
Do. Yeah, so that's all I had to do.
And
so.
The guys took you shopping?
Yes, they did.
They take you shopping and you got to pick some tile or
They took
flooring.
Me shopping to a couple of places, flooring, and then we went to the carpet place and I got to pick out the kind of carpet that would feel good on my toes.
Yeah.
And they've come in and they're going to, take out all the furniture and put the furniture back after the carpet's done. And I mean, they are a one-stop shop. They have been so amazing.
Well, Carlos, before the break, you just mentioned that if you have a small leak, you really need to get it taken care of right away. And it
yes.
sounds like you need to get checked out for mold right away.
Right away. Mold is a big thing. Like I say, most people don't have mold coverage in their insurance. I'd say probably close to about 90% of them.
Wow.
So if you get mold, as soon as you get mold, all the damage that Monica just described, she would have been out of pocket on.
Mm.
And on a claim like that, you're talking anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000. I've never seen a remediation job happen for less than $5,000.
Wow.
And that's a small job.
Because all kinds of legal things you have to do with mold, right?
Yes.
You can only dispose of it in certain areas, and it has to be encapsulated somehow. And
exactly. And you got to get clearance testing, and then you got to clearance testing at the end. And there's a lot that goes into that we could spend a lot of time on. But it's really just knowing the right people to call. And you see these things happen all the time. The most common thing I see it happen with is water heaters.
Mm.
And even if you're a do-it-yourselfer, like Jim, you're a do-it-yourselfer.
Right.
You and I talk, you that's okay. You know,
yes.
I think it's a New Mexican thing. I think us being a bunch of old farm and ranch blood, you just do things yourself.
We
you
think
figure
we
it out.
Do it ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But what happens is water heaters, that's probably the number one thing that floods a house. And so people, if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you pull that water heater off and there's water underneath that stand, you need to get someone in to take a look at that. Or it's good to have a company that when they pull it off, they say, hey, you might want to have our guys look in this and see how far this water's gone out. Because a lot of times, especially if you have a water heater in a garage and it's back to a kitchen.
Right.
How do you know there's not water underneath those kitchen cabinets?
Yes.
And how do you know you're not going to start to create mold in there? And so that's not to scare people. It's just it's the right way to do things. And having done this for over 20 years, I mean, it's 24 years, 23 years that we're going on now that I've been in construction. You learn things in time, and I can't lie and say I never pulled a water heater off and just put one in, but I didn't know any better because I was ignorant to the whole water damage and mold at the
right,
time.
Right.
So it's good to have people that understand what needs to be done.
Well, Bosky Plumbing and Heating, your bread and butter is taking care of any and all plumbing problems, HVAC, which would mean, refrigerated air.
Absolutely.
You actually put in a brand new swamp cooler, one of those fancy ones for my sister. You've gone out and helped my parents. And, my parents are in their 80s. They don't want to mess around with people that don't communicate well and don't show up on time. Older people, and I guess I'm an older person now, because when I want somebody to show up at 10, I want them to be there. Now they have to show up at 10. But if they get there within 5 minutes, your guys have always been very cordial. I've met some of your team, and I know you have some of your family working with you. So very highly qualified staff. And we just appreciate our own personal experience, both Monica and I have had with your company. So we appreciate that.
And what's nice about it is I didn't know about any of those jobs until after they happened.
Yeah.
I didn't know about Monica's until we were already into the job. And I go, oh, really? And so it's nice to get that feedback from you guys because the guys are doing a great job.
Well, and it's funny when you say that they will show up right on time, because today I had to have last week I called them and I had to have something checked. They called me yesterday. We set up an appointment. They said they'd be there at 8:30. 8:35, they called me. They said, we'll be here in a few minutes. And sure enough, they were right there. And the two young guys that I met were just, they were fun. I enjoyed talking to them, and they made sure that they made me, they cleared everything that I needed to get done or what needed to get fixed, and they're going to do it. And it's they were right on time, and they were very professional.
Fantastic. We got to take one more break. Carlos will be back with us for one more segment on Ask the Expert, Bosky Plumbing and Heating. Carlos Griego will be right back after these messages.
Black Friday shines brightest at Crown Jewels and Coin. On November 29th, diamond studs are $149 and engagement rings are $199. Get your shopping done and get exactly what she wants at Crown Jewels and Coin, San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
Jericho. Jericho, New Mexico. It's Rick from Jericho. Jericho has doubled our greenhouse space, adding more parking and several new lines, including so much Southwest art in the core, you'll have to come more than once to take it all in. And still excelling at being your full-service garden center with trees, shrubs, bedding plants, landscape design, and planting surfaces. So come let our friendly, willing, and able, knowledgeable staff serve you. So thanks again from your gardening angels at Jericho. All your yard and garden needs. JerichoNursery.com. Hoorah!
9 out of 10 American households own a Bible, yet only 14% of adults engage with the Bible daily. The need for proper renewal is obvious in our country and in our churches, and that's exactly what we want to help you experience by sending you an encouraging resource from Lenya Heitzig called Sheology, A Quiet Time Journal. Listen to Lenya.
I know what it means to have a dry period of time with the Lord, but I know that can change. That's why I've written this Quiet Time Journal. I invite you to put it in your routine. It'll make a difference. The year 2020 can mean a new day for you.
A Quiet Time Journal has a daily Bible reading plan, a weekly prayer focus, a monthly meditation, plus space for you to journal your prayers. We'll send you a copy of Sheology as thanks for your gift today of $35 to this media ministry. Call now, 800-922-1888. Or you can give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us on ABQ Connect. It's an Ask the Expert Friday. Carlos Grieto, Bosque Plumbing and Heating, kind enough to get down here from northern New Mexico out there in the great outdoors of our fine state, hunting a little bit.
We did a little bit of walking up there the past 5 days.
And you saw the excellent mud hole that happens when we have snow and then it's warm and melts everything.
We had a blast. I got my truck stuck 3 times. My wife had anxiety. It was her first elk hunt up in northern New Mexico, and she didn't know what she was getting into, and I was like, this is normal.
But it also is spectacular.
It's beautiful, the scenery.
Yes.
I mean, just to be out there, anyone that's gone out there and gone hunting, you watch sunsets and you watch sunrises for 5 days straight.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous, you know.
That's fantastic. Well, Carlos, we're going to have about 6 or 7 minutes left. And we have Danny Yohannan with Gospel for Asia talking about their critter campaign coming up in our second half of the hour. It's an amazing ministry, and you are doing a lot to support ministry.
Absolutely.
Here at KNKT, and we really appreciate that. But, you know, you have a lot more services that I didn't know about. I mean, we talk about Bosque Plumbing and Heating, but you're doing roofing now, both commercial, residential. You're doing shingles, you're doing TPO, you're doing metal roof. So you guys really are a one-stop shop in remodeling too, not just restoration.
Yeah, we could come in and do a full remodel. And honestly, we have financing for all of our services.
Oh, fantastic.
So we could go in and let's say, for instance, we did a $20,000 kitchen remodel. We could finance a $20,000 kitchen remodel and it'd be about $200 a month.
Wow.
Or if you need refrigerated air in your house and you're like, I really want to do it and I don't got the money right now. You could have refrigerated air for $100 a month.
Wow. Wow. And those conversions are pretty important. I mean, those of us who have had swamp coolers, you just know that when the monsoons start in the middle of July,
you're gonna sweat.
You don't have much heat, much cooling, right?
You're gonna sweat. And so digging back to the roofing thing, if you have a 15 or 20 year old roof and let's say, it's time to replace it, we could finance that roof for you and it'd be $70 to $120 a month. And you know what? You get a new roof. But a lot of the roofing we do is very similar to kind of what happened with Monica is we'll send our guys out. They come out free of charge. They'll do a roof assessment and they'll see if you have hail damage, if you have wind damage. And if you need a file claim, they walk you through the whole way. Just like what happened with Monica, they'll walk you through the whole claim.
Right.
And they'll file it with your insurance and help you get that covered through your homeowner's insurance.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, Carlos, I've got, we have a phone line, 338-5790. If you are listening and you'd like to ask Carlos a question about any of the topics we're talking about related to construction, please call us again at 338-5790. And if you call, I have a 4-pack of Family Fun Center passes at Hinkle Family Fun Center. And I think it'll be fun. These particular tickets are for the go-karts, which I love.
Hey, and those guys they won first place.
First place, best in the city.
Best of the city.
Now, you have an award. You have an awards banquet tonight?
Tonight we're going, yeah, 6 to 10 o'clock.
So you were voted top five best in the city, which you have to feel good. Your staff and everybody has to feel like you've really accomplished a lot.
It's amazing because we weren't going to participate in that. And I said, you know, guys, it's just not time yet. And they're like, let's do it anyway. And I said, okay, let's do it anyway. So
yeah.
We did, and you know, we made top five, and I was happy to make top five.
Right.
And it's great. So we're going to go out and celebrate with everyone tonight. And
you know, we have a number of people, Carlos, that are in the real estate industry. And if you're listening today and you're in the real estate industry, I know oftentimes you need to recommend to your buyers and sellers people that can do the type of work that Bosque Plumbing and Heating can do. Everything from general remodeling to a plumbing repair. Now, let me ask you this, and I know you can't do everything. Do you guys also handle some electrical?
We have a little bit of electrical. We do a little bit. It all comes hand in hand. All those things, that's the hard part about all this is, gosh, I've been, like I say, over 20 years of doing this, but in home services, as you get in, it's one thing ties into the other. And one of the biggest things that we wanted to do, just like we did for Monica, was just be that breath of fresh air, that friend you go to that could get the right person there on time, do the job right, take good care of you, and we move on. And so that's kind of what it's become. It grew into that. We didn't want it to become that, but that's what it became because we did a good job on this end. So they're like, well, do you have someone to recommend for this? And so we started recommending people and we were working with other subs. Now I don't do all the work.
Right.
So we find these subs and we work with them for a little while and they say, well, should we just work with you full time?
Right.
And we say, hey, if you want to do that, that's up to you.
Right.
And we work that out on the back end, and that way we have all those people in-house, and they got all the licensing, the bonding, everything that you need to have them come in your home and take care of you.
Well, I'm a retired banker, so I used to do a lot of construction lending, both residential and commercial. And a lot of people don't realize that a general contractor typically has some specialty, like maybe they do a lot of framing, or maybe they're the concrete guys. But almost every one of them has subcontractors to handle every other aspect of the job.
Correct.
What I find interesting about you guys is I know you're handling the plumbing and heating and HVAC stuff because that's what you do. And you have experts in all of those things. And then sheetrock and all of those things, you probably just develop a lot of proficiencies doing that work.
Yep.
Because you want to leave somebody hanging with perfect pipes but big holes in their walls.
No, I used to have a friend about 15 years ago, and he said, plumbers are the only people I know that could come and destroy somebody's house and charge them $10,000 and leave. And he was in the restoration business, of course. So him and I used to talk about it a lot. So it's nice for us to be able to go in, because that's exactly what happens, is for us to be able to go in and not just fix the problem, but fix the house and put it back to better than what it was when we got there.
Yeah. Carlos, I so much appreciate you getting down here. I hope we didn't interrupt the hunt. We're looking forward to having you back on in 3 or 4 weeks here on ABQ Connect. Carlos Griego, the owner of Bosque Plumbing and Heating, you can reach them by going to their website at ourhouseishot.com. And their phone number is 505-444-7200. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. Carlos, again, thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you being here.